Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of
mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Here's a song for anyone who thinks New Orleans jazz belongs in a museum or an old folks' home. It's called That's It, from the album of the same name by the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. One of the Crescent City's most legendary bands will be rousing the crowds at the Music Hall in Portsmouth on Saturday with its Creole Christmas show. It's a joyful mix of Christmas tunes, jazz standards, and original music that busts out of the Nutcracker and King Wenceslas mold. Ben Jaffe is creative director and sousaphone player for the band and joins us now from the road, quite literally pulled over in a blizzard. So, Ben, thank you so much for joining us on Word of Mouth.
Good to be here.
The Preservation Hall Jazz Band celebrated 50 years, I think, 2 years ago. First, give us a little history on the band and the hall in the New Orleans French Quarter, which your parents started way back in 1961. Give us a sense of the New Orleans music scene at that time.
Oh, gosh. In 1961, my parents came to New Orleans. They came into a group of people who were having these sort of informal jam sessions at this small gallery space on St. Peter Street. And it was really the only place in New Orleans where the style of music my parents were seeking, this original style of New Orleans jazz being performed by these aging African-American pioneers of the music, was being performed and literally preserved. That was the concept and inspiration behind Preservation Hall, was to create a new experience for not only the listener, but also for the musician. You know, up until then, New Orleans jazz was pretty much something you had to put up with, you know, on Bourbon Street and, you know, sort of that Bourbon Street hustle of drinks and dancers. So Preservation Hall broke that mold, and it was a place that celebrated and honored these musicians' lives and the style of music that they heralded with the level of respect that it deserved.
Well, how about you? When did you join the band? When you were just, what, 19, 20?
Well, I played around New Orleans a lot before I went off to college. I went to college when I was 18, but prior to that, I was at the New Orleans Center for Creative Arts, and I was there with Nicholas Payton. In fact, mm-hmm. Mark Bro, who's our trumpet player, he was in the band with me at NOCA as well. And I went off to college for a few years and had an epiphany that I needed to get back to New Orleans as soon as I possibly could, you know, for lots of reasons. One, because I'm more partial to the weather in New Orleans than I am the weather up north. And also the musicians who I grew up with were aging. Willie and Percy Humphrey were aging, and Narvin Kimball was aging. And we didn't know what the next evolution of Preservation Hall was going to be, but it needed a steward.
Well, let's hear a little bit of what it's become. This is from Preservation Hall Jazz Band's most recent album called That's It. It's all originals, and this is the tune Rattlin' Bones.
You might not believe me, but I'll tell you it's true, and you would too if it happens to you. I spent the night on the graveyard there, and what I saw gave me a terrible scare. Rattling bones, creeping around from behind the headstones. If you don't want to see them, then you best stay home, cause there ain't no running around the rattling bones.
That's the song Rattlin' Bones. All original tunes on this record. Now, what was behind that decision?
For me, it was really thinking about our artistic future. You know, we have a responsibility to continue the traditions that we were raised on. Mardi Gras parades and jazz funerals and, you know, shows at Preservation Hall. Those are all things that are part of our life. We also have a responsibility, you know, the same way that every generation had a responsibility to contribute and leave a mark on the tradition. You know, I also can't say enough about how inspiring it was to work with Jim James on the project. He was the one who really pushed us to consider writing new material, because up until then, it seemed more of a fantasy than a reality.
You're talking about Jim James, very well known for the band, the contemporary band My Morning Jacket. You've also played with the Black Keys, with Dr. John, Jack Johnson, R. Kelly at the Bonnaroo Music Festival. And I saw you, I think it was 2 years ago, with the bluegrass singer Del McCrory. This is pretty experimental stuff for a preservation, a traditional jazz band. Is this your influence?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Well, so how does the band feel about that? This young guy, you know, comes charging in with all this energy and all these big ideas. How does the rest of the band like it?
Well, you know, I've been training my whole life to do what I do. You know, my father was a musician with the Preservation Hall Band, and my godfather led the Olympia Brass Band, Harold Dejean. I've been playing New Orleans music since I was an infant. I've been around it my whole life before. I mean, I can't even remember the first time I heard a band or, you know, visited Preservation Hall. I mean, when you're playing with, you know, an 81-year-old fourth generation New Orleans musician, you have a responsibility to them to think about those types of decisions. You know, I wouldn't say yes to every project. Everything that we do has a meaning and a relationship behind it. It's amazing how receptive people are to collaborating when you open yourself up to the concept and to the philosophy of really looking into someone's eyes and seeing what's in their soul.
Well, one last question then, Ben. You all play about 400 dates a year at the Preservation Hall, 100
yeah.
touring dates. How do you balance then this improvisational spirit, this improvisational spirit of jazz and the experimentation that you like to do with the expectation that people see the Preservation Hall Jazz Band and they just want to hear the Saints go marching in again?
You know, it's like a recipe that your grandmother gives you. You never want to deviate so far from it that it loses its identity. But at the same time, you know, you have a responsibility to yourself and to the tradition. I mean, if our traditions didn't evolve, it would end up being a museum piece and it would end up just disappearing. And in New Orleans, the music we play, our music is alive. You know, all you need to do is step off the plane in New Orleans and you can feel the energy. That's something that we carry with us. That's something we're proud of. That's something we wear as a badge of honor.
Ben Jaffe, Preservation Hall Jazz Band creative director and sousaphone player and occasional bass player, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
We're going to leave you with a Christmas tune with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band and New Orleans soul queen Irma Thomas. This is called May Every Day Be Christmas. Preservation Hall Jazz Band is going to be performing a Creole Christmas this Saturday at the Music Hall in Portsmouth. For more information, go to wordofmouthradio.org.
May every day be Christmas and every day be blessed. Let the end of every day be filled with happiness.
As Ben Jaffe said, preserving tradition is an ongoing process. NHPR has a tradition of bringing you nuanced news, conversations with artists and thinkers, and human stories that keep you engaged and interested in the world. Preserving that dedication, however, to top-notch programming requires listeners like you pledging your support. Here's how you can help keep that tradition alive.